We must know how to live, and we must know who we are. We must have an identity, or else the world is going to wash us away like a tsunami. That's what's going to happen. That's what's happening now. I've told you several times now, I won't stop saying it, that I must be some sort of prophet to my flock. All priests should be prophets to their flock. We must tell our faithful, our family, about God and about how to live the ways of God in the midst of an evil congregation. And our society is becoming more and more evil because our society is defining truth according to strange criteria. They're defining truth according to opinion, according to how many likes there are, or how many news articles there are, or how many television networks talk about a certain thing. They define belief versus truth versus circumstances. It can change. Truth is a changeable thing, and also position. Your truth can change according to your position, according to what you want, or according to what you're afraid you will lose. And especially in our society, truth is being defined by what others think. We want others to think well of us, and so we are tempted to change the way we think. Well, I'm here to tell you, maybe this is too political, but I'm telling you that I ain't woke. Woke people are asleep. This whole idea in our society, truth being relative, and of truth being sort of defined by mob rule, that's not Christian whatsoever, because that religion is the religion of the demons. And we do not believe in the religion of the demons. We believe in the religion of the Holy Trinity and of the God-man Jesus Christ, who came to earth in order to make us free. But if we are to be free, we must live free. And that freedom is not whether or not we are free to go as we want to do as we wish, but whether or not our heart is free.